Hello, and welcome to Lecture 17. I hope you are all enjoying this series and the topics that we are exploring. Please feel free to ask any questions that you have about parenting and behavior management of children with special needs by calling in and leaving a recording of your question. I'll be happy to address them in the order that they arrive to me. Just to recap, here is the list of the 16 lectures that we've done so far. First, we talked about what comes first, behavior or emotions. Then we discussed doctors' predictions. We introduced ignore negative behavior and separate without comment. We answered questions about adolescents and preemies. We talked about staying organized and consistent, and we explored sibling rivalry in children who are typically developing and children with special needs. We also discussed children with ADHD and how their needs need to be addressed. Then we headed deeper into phase one, INB, ignore negative behaviors, separate without comment, SWC, and missions in greater detail using adapted versions of the Are Your Hands Full audiobook, volume one. This should have given you a jump start to actually start the Hands Full program, preferably on one child at a time. It should have clarified for you what to do during negative behaviors, either INB or SWC, and how to avoid direct commands for the first phase of this program by stating missions instead. We then moved ahead and added more outlooks and insights that are relevant while you might be implementing phase one of the Hands Full program, and delved even deeper to some of the phenomena you might be experiencing while working through phase one, notably the expected outcome that your child's behaviors will likely get worse before they get better when you start this program. Last time, we moved into a new topic, honest communication with children. We reviewed concepts that are related to working on obtaining and maintaining an honest relationship with children and the importance of understanding when and why children fabricate stories. We also explored the manifestations of bribery and how that impacts children's relationships with you and with doing what's right in general. And by now, enough weeks have gone by for you to start to think about moving into phase two of this program. Phase two is about obedience. If we are considering phase two with a particular child, we must be absolutely sure that that child has firstly mastered frustration tolerance. This child can now handle when things don't go his or her way and does not demand or expect things to happen exactly when he wants or how he wants it. This is a huge milestone for every child and is an important precursor to emotional happiness and health. After all, life doesn't deliver everything we want when we want it and how we want it. That's why it is critical to expose your children to the idea that they will survive regardless of whether they get exactly what they want. This milestone will lead us into obedience, because obedience is exactly that, a glorified acceptance of not getting exactly what you want. Obedience is, if I do something that I don't particularly want to do because someone else asked me to. Obedience is not that I do something because I'm going to get something for it. That's mazel. And of course, you might be thinking that there is a concept of schar va'onish on this world. And yes, in the periphery, we are told that if we do the right thing, good things will officially happen to us. We have learned not to be dependent on that in order to do the right thing. So if Hashem promised us certain schar for certain mitzvahs, and we know that ultimately Hashem is keil mishpat and is always fair, and the schar will come, we still have to process the times that we don't exactly see it happening at that time. We have to be able to deal with the tzaddik v'ralo or the rasha v'tovlo. We have to sometimes deal with the fact that if I daven every single morning and know $1,000 doesn't come floating down onto my dining room table or into my bank account every time I daven. No, that's not why I daven. I daven because I want to feel close to the Ribbono Shel Olam and because davening is the right thing to do. So based on this, we target obedience as a goal. In absence of bribes, as you heard about in previous lectures, and we understand that obedience sits on top of frustration tolerance, because we have to tolerate the frustration of doing what we don't necessarily want to do in order to become obedient. So that should be clear. You should not progress to phase two with a child until that child has mastered the following three things. One, he can tolerate a tantrum that is being ignored and can calm down by himself. Number two, he can tolerate a separate without comment, an SWC, when you separate something from him or her from something else and doesn't try to reverse or undo your SWC, accepts it. And number three, has been distanced from disobedience because you stopped giving commands and are using missions. And because of that, is now beginning to show some rare signs of obedience when you state a mission statement. Those are the three things you should be looking for. If the terms I and B, SWC, and missions are foreign to you, and you don't understand this part of the lecture, stop right here. Go back to lectures 11 and 12 and listen to them carefully. Review phase one and make sure you implement it for at least 6 weeks before progressing to phase two. This is very, very important. Now, phase two involves a complicated but highly effective strategy called hand over hand, or HOH for short. The next three lectures will be spent focusing on HOH. I'm asking you to listen to these lectures carefully before you implement HOH, even though you will not be receiving the entire strategy in one lecture. Wait. Listen. Concentrate. Learn. And don't implement HOH until you have heard lectures 17, 18, and 19, which will be put on this hotline in weekly intervals, which means you're going to be waiting 3 weeks. It's worth the wait. Take a listen to the first section of HOH as many times as you have to until you understand it clearly. Enjoy! After parents have allowed negative behaviors to die of neglect, children will usually be sufficiently ready for the establishment of parental authority. When parents use the technique hand over hand, or HOH, they will be in a position to issue commands with a reasonable assumption that they will be obeyed. The HOH technique will be implemented for approximately another 6 weeks. During this time, parents should continue to INB and SWC for any lingering behaviors and tantrums. Hand over hand, HOH, is the technique that parents use to make sure that a command is carried out by the child. It is the technique that establishes the authority of the parent, and it ensures that this authority is reflected by an immediate follow-through whenever a command is issued once. Here are some thoughts before you start. Parents may begin to use HOH when they feel that their child is able to self-calm independently. In general, HOH is used for a minimum of 6 to 8 weeks, or until the child is obeying an unlimited amount of ASEI commands immediately after the parent has issued them once. HOH is introduced to one child at a time. The first child chosen should be either the child who is closest to his or her 9th birthday, or the child whose behavior is the most difficult. It is questionable whether HOH should be used with children between the ages of 9 and 10, because they vary in build, strength, and maturity levels. A less mature 10-year-old child with a slight build might still be able to tolerate the HOH technique, while a more mature, heftier 9-year-old might require a technique for ASEI commands that is used for adolescents. These factors should be considered on an individual, case-specific basis. If a parent is unsure whether it is safe or possible to implement HOH with a 9-year-old child, the child should be viewed as an adolescent, and appropriate adolescent techniques should be used. HOH can be introduced to children as young as 18 months, or when the parent is certain that the child comprehends verbal commands.
At this stage, children will generally cooperate with the technique and learn obedience quickly. HOH combines the transmission of Ahava and Yira in parenting. Throughout the entire maneuver, parents remain calm and display a gentle smile. They demonstrate love for their child, not frustration or anger. This is the Ahava component of HOH. At the same time, the child is being taught to obey the parent's command through direction from the parent's hands. This training in obedience is the Yira component of HOH. The HOH technique should only be used when parents are physically able to safely maneuver their child. During certain stages of pregnancy, post-birth, or when instructed by a physician to limit physical activity, do not implement HOH until you are physically ready to do so. In order to maintain safety, parents must consider the nature of the technique and take all necessary precautions. Be sure to maneuver only children who are not too heavy. Introduce the technique once to the child. In a calm and gentle tone, tell the child, "If I say something with my mouth and it doesn't happen, I will need to show you how to make it happen by using my hands and helping you do what I'm asking you to do." If the child questions, "Why me? Why are you doing this only to me?" respond with a simple, "The other children's turn will come as well." State the command. Commands should be quick and easy, one-step tasks that take just a moment to complete. Commands should be motor in nature and should never fall into the areas of toileting, eating, sleeping, or speaking, because parents cannot physically manipulate non-motor functions which are not amenable to outside control. Examples of appropriate commands: put the tissue in the garbage, or please pick up the pen. Examples of inappropriate commands: please make a bracha on the cookie, or please eat your supper. After you have stated the command, count 8 to 10 seconds silently. Do not count out loud. Observe the child's reaction to the command. If the child obeys the command immediately, say a pleasant thank you and continue what you were doing. If the child exhibits mild resistance, place the palm of your hand across the child's shoulder blades and guide the child gently toward the task. An example of a child who offers only mild resistance is a child who is distracted by another activity or a child who doesn't think he had to listen the first time. This child will generally allow himself to be led toward the task with this simple gesture. If the child resists the command and refuses to obey independently, use the HOH maneuver. An example of a child who refuses to obey a command is a child who says, "No," or "I'm not doing that right now." Prepare yourself to make initial physical contact with your child's body from behind, regardless of whether you are currently facing your child or are positioned behind him when you state the assay command. Place your hand under the child's armpit that is closest to you. If you are standing to the right of the child, place your left hand under the child's right armpit. If you are standing to the left of the child, place your right hand under the child's left armpit. Do this by entering the armpit from behind the child and placing 4 fingers through the armpit until they come out of the front of the child's body. Your thumb remains behind the armpit. Keep your body slightly behind the child's to facilitate easier manipulation of the child. Do not squeeze the armpit. Your hand should rather be supporting it. Your fingers should be relaxed. This is the safest way to maneuver a child. Pulling or lifting a child by the wrist is dangerous, as it can cause shoulder or elbow dislocation. Complete the command with the child. If the command required that the child move from one location to another, for example, "Please go to the kitchen," gently walk the child to the destination using this maneuver. It is recommended that the two locations be in close proximity of one another until the child becomes accustomed to HOH and obedience. Maintain a calm demeanor. There should be no squeezing or pressure in your grasp. The child should not feel any parental frustration. If the command involves the completion of a motor task, for example, please throw the tissue in the garbage, assume this position and then place your hand over the child's hand and complete the task with your child. Place your hand that is adjacent to the child under his or her closest armpit. Then take your free hand and place it over the hand that you are already holding. Pick up the tissue together with your child. Then walk the tissue to the garbage together with your child. If a young child lifts his feet as you begin the HOH maneuver, carry him or her in as low a position as possible above the floor to complete the task. If the child sits down on the floor when he sees you coming to perform the HOH maneuver, simply pick him up and either walk or carry the child to complete the task. If your child becomes stiff or resists you, simply assume HOH position and wait. Your child will loosen up because you have stopped the action by waiting, and she will be unsure what your intent is. Then you can begin walking with your child or performing the task. If your child stiffens again, stop and wait again. But keep your hand in the HOH position. Continue this pattern until your HOH is complete. When the task is complete, smile and say, "Thank you," and continue with what you were previously doing. Do not speak throughout this entire technique, except to say thank you when the task is completed. Initially, the commands that you issue are just a drill. Therefore, do not pick commands that you actually need done. Rather, choose insignificant commands so that you can remain calm even when they are not obeyed. Throughout the practice drills, you should be feeling calm. The commands are not for the purpose of cleaning up the toys or placing the tissues in the garbage. Rather, they are solely for the purpose of teaching the child to obey. Through these repeated drills, the child will ultimately become conditioned to obeying commands. Never repeat a command or use the phrase, "I said." This will teach the child that he does not have to obey the first time, because he has learned that you will state the command again and again and again, which will ultimately undermine the power of your words. If, after HOH, your child begins to tantrum, implement INB and SWC. Let's go over the sequence. Issue three commands on the first day of this program and carry them out with HOH. Then, increase this amount by one on each subsequent day until the child is obeying an unlimited amount of commands after they have been issued once. During the early stages of HOH, parents may only give a specific number of direct commands each day. All other directives must be conducted through missions. To review, missions are statements of situation. They describe the situation and imply that something needs to be done. Missions provide parents with the opportunity to guide their children through the motions of a day without issuing direct commands that require HOH. It is of extreme importance that children be protected from scenarios of disobedience so that they learn to accept their parents' authority completely. Therefore, parents must be very careful to either 1. Issue commands and follow them through with HOH, or 2. Use missions, or 3. Not issue a directive at all.
Okay, So now you have heard the first of three parts of the HOH hand over hand technique. Listen to this lecture as many times as you need to until it is clear. Have a good week.